The Mammoth Spring School District's Ready for Learning plan has 7 action steps. The first action step was to form a committee. And we are very thankful for everyone that participated in our committee. As we move on through our PowerPoint, one of the things that we needed to address was our students that are coming back to school and to be able to support their academic needs. We are privileged in the fact that we will have an extra educator on the Hill in the elementary to help with those students that have larger gaps than others. So they will be getting some extra attention on the Hill to help bridge those gaps. We are also going to be offering before and after school tutoring that will also be available to parents so that they can get some extra help for their kids if they have some large learning gaps. The before school will start at 7, so parents can drop them off as early as 7 o'clock, or if they need to, they can stay as late as 4, which we have in the elementary had that program all along. We are also going to implement this in the high school this year. There will still be one class available or 1 hour after school till 4 o'clock for homework assistance, but all the other ones will be geared toward helping those students that are missing some skills and getting them caught up to where they need to be. We will have 2 options for parents to choose from. We will still have the on-site plan, but we will also offer our parents a virtual learning option this year. The on-site plan is more of a traditional approach. However, students will be all have a Chromebook in which they will receive a lot of instructions through the Chromebook in the sense that a lot of their worksheets will be all electronic. We have purchased some Chromebooks in which kids can write on with a stylus this time, so it'll make it a lot more easier for parents to use if it was a case that we had to transition and go home again for a few days. So that's how we can have blended learning with our on-site. Our virtual learning option is that students will not be attending the school district. They will be receiving all of their remote learning through the Chromebook that they will also receive and have at home. So they'll be receiving the same type of instruction that they would have if they had been in the classroom, but it will be all done remotely. And that way we can be very fluid in the sense that if a parent finds out that the virtual learning at home is not working for them, that student can easily transition back into the classroom. So whoever their teacher is virtually, as of right now, will also be the teacher that they come back into on-site with if that needs to be. And we will be using Google Classroom. We will use Zoom, emails, phone calls, pre-recorded lessons, multiple ways of being able to educate the students that are from home. We are providing our staff support this summer. For instance, we are going to have weeks of training that the teachers can choose when they want to come and get the information they need to be able to upload everything they need to in Google Classroom, if they need some Zoom information. So all of our teachers are going to have that same type of support in which they can help your student, whether they're here or from home, electronically. Our high school classes, their planning periods are going to be similar for the ones that have the same type standards, so they can group some things together to help kids catch up there. At the elementary level, our kindergarten teachers will have the same planning period. The first grade will also have the same planning periods. That way they can be able to collaborate and work together to be able to make sure that we're providing the best possible education that we can for our students here at Mammoth Spring School District. We are also going to be providing our parents and our students support as we go through this unprecedented time. Our students will all get a Chromebook and we'll all have a charger that they'll be able to use. The ones that are virtually will have that at home. The ones that are at school will have that use for them here at school, but also if need be, they can be able to take those home at that time. We will have an information sheet going home with our students whether they're virtually or on site, and the parents will be reading over that and signing about our agreement on there. We are going to be gathering up some how-to videos. We're going to produce those so that we can have that for our parent resources on how they can access Google Classroom. How did I know that my student or my child completed the work? Well, there we go. They can pull up one of those videos. Now, some people do not have internet access, so we're also going to provide written communication step-by-step how they can go through that process and be able to see that their students are actually getting done what they need to be doing. We will be sending that information out on our Facebook page. We will also be putting it out on our new website and also on our new app. So there'll be multiple places that you'll be able to find that. We are also very aware that some of our students may have some social emotional needs when they come back due to the fact that they have been off campus for so many months. And we are going to have our counselors in all three of our buildings. We will have, of course, our elementary counselor. We'll have our high school counselor. But over here in our 7th and 8th grade building, both our high school and elementary counselor have slotted out time in their day that they will be available over here also to give our kids that need. So if they have something they need to get off their chest, you know, being isolated for so long can have that effect. They can sit down and have those conversations with them also. We are going to be following CDC and ADH guidelines when it comes to cleanliness. We are going to have another janitor on staff this year to where their main focus will be constantly cleaning restrooms and high-touch areas. That's all they're going to do. Making those rounds, hopefully every 90 minutes they'll be touching that item again. Our janitorial staff is moving to the 2 to 10:30 timeline so that they can do some more in-depth cleaning throughout the evening so that when your student comes back on campus, they're coming to a clean facility. And we will also have a janitor on staff during the day to help with whatever needs that might arise throughout the day. They have been trained in the to safely clean and disinfect, but we are also going to do another seminar with them again in August to update all that information and remind them of all that when the time comes for your student to come back to school. Our cafeteria will be cleaned after every meal use, and we are right now anticipating that our elementary will be eating in the cafeteria for breakfast, but we are going to implement a grab-and-go for our high school students so they can take that to their classroom to be able to eat, to provide that social distancing that we will need to accomplish. The teachers are going to be working with students to remind them of proper hygiene, washing hands, staying, you know, proper distance from other students so that we can keep our kids safe. Our teachers will also be involved in keeping our classrooms disinfected and those high contact areas. And again, they will have that training at the beginning of the year to help out with that. And so as we go through this, as we find areas that need to be cleaned, we will take care of that to keep our students as safe as possible. For transportation on our buses, we are looking at that. And we will follow CDC and ADH guidelines also. They will be sanitized after each trip. We are going to strongly recommend that any student that is in grade 5 and up wear a mask while they are on the bus due to the fact that social distancing is problematic. Of course, you're always welcome just to bring your child to school on your own if you believe that's a concern. Our bus drivers are going to wear masks while they're driving all the time. We will have sanitizer on the bus for kids to use as they get on the bus. We will be grouping students by families, and they will be sitting together on the bus as a family pod. We are going to ask that you speak with your children about that as they're riding the bus, that they don't need to be seat hopping. That they may have done in the past, that whatever their location is where they will need to remain seated for their protection. And if your child goes to the bus stop by themselves, please talk with them about keeping a 6-foot distance as they're waiting for the bus to arrive. I am going to ask parents to partner with the school and to help us out some, that whenever you, every morning when you get ready to send your student to school, there are 6 questions that are on the PowerPoint that I need you to think about every day before you put your student on the bus or bring them to school. The main one will be if they have a temperature of 100.4 or higher, we're going to ask that you keep them at home. This year, instead of being a 24-hour fever-free requirement, it is now going to be a 48-hour requirement for them to be free of fever before they return to school. And we have addressed our attendance policy to help reflect that, to make it easier on students and parents to not be quite as stressed out about, well, my student wasn't there and there's that attendance policy. And we will have that in further guidance as we go along about what that is. But basically, if they're at home and doing their work and they turn their work in on time, they are going to be considered present for school. Back to our cafeteria situation just a little bit. I didn't mention that we are going to provide appropriate social distancing in the cafeteria. We are going to be spreading our kids apart so they're not seated side by side. We are going to work with our students about keeping them 6 foot apart when they're in line and providing that safety that they need as they progress through the cafeteria line. To be able to help out parents, we are also going to be providing 3 cloth face masks to every student that's in grades 5 through 12. That way they can switch off through the day if they need to. That way they don't have just the one. However, if your child has particular cloth face masks that they would prefer to wear, that is fine also. We are not requiring at this time K through 4 to be wearing face masks. But if you would prefer your child to wear one, you can send that with your child and ask your child to wear that at that point. Social distancing is going to be our key point this year, as providing that. If students can remain the proper social distancing, then at this point we are not going to require them to wear their face mask. One place that they would need to would be the hallways. If they are transitioning from one class to another, that would be a place that they would need to wear that face mask, because you cannot social distance in our hallways. But if we can get into the classroom and provide more appropriate social distancing, then they will be able to remove that face mask and give themselves that breathing room, you might say, to be able to get through what they need to in that classroom. Students that might have special circumstances, such as asthma or other restrictions that the face cloth, face mask would not be appropriate, we are going to be cognizant of that and not be requiring them to wear those. You will find that this year, as you bring your student to school or as your students get off the bus, there will be hand sanitizing stations outside every door that we are going to ask students to use as they come into the school. We are going to also ask at this time that we minimize who is in our building. And one of those aspects is that outside visitors will not be allowed to come in this year. If you need to speak to Mr. Taylor or Ms. Holland, we will definitely make accommodations to get you in the building to have those conversations. But at this point this year, we are not going to allow parents to come in and, let's say, eat lunch with their student or come into the school building and be able to visit with their student face-to-face with other students around. We will look at this as a case-by-case situation, and if there's a case where a parent does need to visit with their child, we will do what we need to make allowances for that in different ways. We will be putting this plan, as you can tell, we're putting it on today on Facebook, but it will also be on our website and on our app. And as we may have to change different aspects of our plan, we will also post them in the same locations. The how-to videos will also be on our website and on our app, and also we plan on putting them on our Facebook page so that you can access them from there. And again, we will be sending home written communication on how you can help your student out with any problems that they might have and be able to help troubleshoot. If you do have any specific questions for your school, whether it be the elementary or the high school, you can contact Mr. Taylor at the elementary school, and I do have his email on this PowerPoint, or you can contact Ms. Holland also about any questions or concerns that you might have. I do thank you for listening in today, and as I said before, we will communicate more as the days come up before we get ready for school, and as our plan may have to change or evolve, we will also be sending out more updates also. I thank you for your time, and be safe.